After several days of confusion and a looming crisis between Egypt's judiciary and presidency, the issue of Egypt's prosecutor general has been finally resolved. The standoff had started following an announcement by the presidency removing the prosecutor general from his position and appointing him as ambassador to the Vatican. But Abdelmajid Mahmoud, Egypt's chief prosecutor, defied the decision, announcing that he refuses the appointment and that he will remain in his current position. The issue had stirred much debate among Egyptians. While some accused the presidency in interfering in judicial affairs, others supported the decision, which met one of the early demands of the revolution in removing the general prosecutor from his position. Abdelmajid is seen by many as a symbol of the old regime, who till this day provides evidence that leads to acquittals of the former regime figures. Egypt's judges took a stand against the decision, announcing their full support for Abdelmajid, as Egyptian law protects the prosecutor general from being fired by the president. Among political forces, there were also mixed reactions. The Muslim Brotherhood and its political wing, the Freedom and Justice Party, announced their support for President Morsi when the initial announcement was made, and then later on renewed their support to the president as the issue was resolved with the prosecutor general remaining in his position.
President Morsi will not ignore those who committed crimes. The president has vowed to use the judiciary and the legal systems to punish them.
On the other hand, several other political parties announced their concern over what they called an interference in the judiciary. One of these parties is Al-Wefd, that has called on its youth to go out and support the prosecutor general.
What's happening now is a case of political maturity. The judiciary is independent, and after Morsi suspended the constitutional addendum, he only held executive and legislative powers, not the judicial.
This strong opposition by Egypt's judges led to talks and an agreement between Abdelmajid and President Morsi, following which an announcement was made that the prosecutor general will remain in his position till retirement. Under Mubarak's regime, there was concern that judges and prosecutors at times adhered to government pressure, even leading to demonstrations and clashes as judges fought for their independence. And today in the New Egypt, the separation between the country's judicial and executive bodies is becoming more clear. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.